Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to start. It's 8:30. We're on Demai, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. So we'll recap yesterday, what we said yesterday from Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So we had a machlokas. Let's see, how do we start this? So we had a machlokas. In the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that there are certain types of foodstuffs which don't go into the category of demai, they're called kalan shavu demai, and the reason why is a machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish. So one reason could be because everybody's mafka them, and therefore it wouldn't make a difference even if you knew bavadai that the person had not taken any maizes from it, but it's inherently punter from Trumas and Meisters because they're sourced in Hefker. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. And Rish Lakish's Shita was that the reason why they're punter is not because they're inherently punter, it's because they are so cheap and they are of such an inferior quality that even the Amar Ratzim are going to take Trumas and Meisters from them because it's a very little consequence to them monetarily. So that was the Machlaikas. So now the Gemara is going to come and discuss this a little further today. Also, Chami, come see. Imrov Mishamrin, if Rav of the people in this area are protecting, in other words, whenever we say protecting, we mean they're cultivating. It's not a hefker, but they're makshim it. So it's going to be chayav and maishah. So there we are. Call chayav and maishah ben vaday. For sure. Going to be, in other words, if
where are
we're on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the top line.
2A1.
2A1, yes, 2A1, yes. So, I assume that we're talking about the same subject as the Mishnah at this point. That if we are talking about a place where the kalan, let's just use an example, one of those figs, inferior figs, okay, that figs seem to be a big deal over here. So if you have the inferior fig, and it's a place where everybody's growing those figs, everybody's going to hold your chayv. Bein demai, bein vadai. You're always going to be subject to take the maisers, because it's like any ordinary produce. If ein rov mishamrin, and if most people don't watch it, that is to say, everyone leaves them as hefker. Nobody watches this thing. So then, my bain vaday. Then everybody, both Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, are going to agree. Mechzal, mechzal. But what happens? Maybe the Gemara wants to suggest, maybe the Machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish is where it's 50-50. 50% of the people are Shomerit, and 50% of the people are not Shomerit. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be where there's a Machlokes. So what will be the Machlokes? So he suggests on the bottom, based on Gemara Yevamos, that the basis would be like this: the etzem nowadays, right? Since not Rav Yisrael is found alad mason, it was manchein Rav Yisrael alad mason. The rule is that truma is drabana. So the whole chi of truma mikar is drabana. So in Meili, you have a sofik drabana, and that's right. Rav Yechonah would hold that umakim that you have a mechzal mechza. That's why you'll be potter and you'll be able to eat it without. In other words, we're trying to set up a case or a situation where there's going to be a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So in the case of mechzal, if it's 50-50, so maybe that's where there's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan will hold that since the ikur chiyuv, even when it would be vadai, that it wasn't musar, it was only a din drabanan to begin with. So therefore, now it's a suffix, a sofik drabban lakula. What's Rish Lakish going to hold? Rish Lakish holds that since it's, this is what I think the pshat is. I think the pshat is that since it is a karei d'oraisa, even though it's only din drabban b'zman hazeh, but since the ikar chiyuv comes sprouts from a din d'oraisa, so therefore He's gonna be machmer, and that'll be the machlokas, a Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Now, if you want to suggest that, less yachil, the Gemara says. You can't. That's not going to work. Why doesn't that work? It's unusual structure that the Gemara kind of like tries to present a mahalach and then says, but you can't say that. That can't be the right mahalach. But that's what the Gemara seems to be doing here. You can't justify that explanation. This Nina, there's a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Machshirin. Now the case in the Gemara, I'm just going to tell you what the Mishnah says first. So the Mishnah says that if a person finds fruit in the street, now in that city, remember there's two ways in which fruit becomes chayiv in Maaseres. One is you bring it home, in which case the fruit becomes chayiv in Maaseres when it's roya p'nei habayis, right? And in that case, before it's roya p'nei habayis, the rule is you can eat it derech harayv. That's what we said that we've covered this at length. That's something that is has not been nikba, that it, you're allowed to eat it derech arai. You can't eat it as a meal, but you can eat it derech arai. If something is going to be brought to market, okay, let's just assume this for, there's a whole lot of raid over there on that Mishnah I just saw recently, but let's just take this simple approach, which is that if you're going to bring it to market, then there's a din d'rabbanan that it's chayiv to be ma'aser immediately when you're finished with it in the field. In other words, you're planning on bringing this to market. Right now, you're chayiv to take off Trumas and Maishas. So
somebody finds this?
So right. Now, hold on a second. So now we have a city, and I find fruit in the field, and I don't know what's the status of these pears. There are several possibilities, right? One possibility is that the guy brought it home. He took off Trumas and Maishas. He put it in his lunchbox. It fell out of his lunchbox. And this is perfectly musukan food which I could eat lachachila. That's a possibility. Second possibility, maybe the guy was planning on selling this at the market, in which case, and he dropped it on his way to market, in which case I can't eat it because it's a chiyuv. You have to take the Trumas and Maaseres right now. Possibility number three is that this was dropped before it was Rayap Nehabayas, and I could eat it as a snack. Because Kol Zman it wasn't Rayap Nehabayas, you could eat it as a snack. So there's all kinds of possibilities. So the Mishnah over there says that we go Basar Rov. If Rov of the people in the city take it home, then you could eat it as a snack. If Rov of the people take it to market, then it's also, you can't, I think that's what it says over here. Let's just look. Actually, it doesn't quote it completely, actually.
What's the status of an Aveda? Isn't an Aveda Hefker?
No. You're asking a different question. You're asking...
No, I'm saying he's finding the fruit.
You're finding something in the street.
That's what he found.
So it should be Hefker, so why should there be any Shiloh altogether? It's an interesting question. Hold on a second. Let me think a second about that question. You hear the question, guys, online.
Yeah.
Dov's asking a very interesting question. He's asking, why is there even a discussion here of in this Mishnah in Machshirin? Why don't you say that once it's lost and it's in the street, then it's Hefker,
and Hefker
is Pater from all Trumas and Maaseres. Now,
that's a great question.
Unless the owner has...
There's no siman.
No, but he has
but
to have
given
up on
it. Can I have that question again? I didn't
hear it. One more time? The question is, why in the Mishnah in Machshirin is there a discussion as to what the status of the payers are, and it depends on whether what the rove of the city does, why don't you say that it's Hefker, and therefore it's, by definition, Pater from Trumas and Maaseres? That's his question.
Gotcha.
That's his question.
Good question.
Is it considered mine?
I'm sorry?
If something hasn't been taken off, if Miser and Truma have not been taken off, is it fully considered mine?
You mean you as the owner, if you lose it before you've taken off the Trumas and Maaseres,
wasn't it 100% mine in the first place?
It was yours, yeah. It is yours. It is yours, yeah.
You have to have given up on it in order for it.
So you want to say that the answer is that we're not talking about whether that maybe the guy was not Miyah. I should say, case of Yir Shalom Das, we pass in like Abaye, Yir Shalom Das Lehabi Yish, and therefore it's not Hefka.
Then he's got a bigger problem.
Then he can't eat it either. He can't eat it either. Right, then he can't eat it. We're allowing him to eat it, so obviously that's not correct.
When he takes it to market,
that's a good point.
When does he have to give the truma maisa if he's going to take it to market?
He's supposed to take it in the field.
In the field.
In the field. Shas Garen.
So then what do you say? Then he dropped it in the field?
You find it in the street. You find it in the street. We don't know what happened to it. Okay? We have a big problem here, guys. Okay. Let's read it in the English. Maybe I didn't say something right. Abe, you want to say something?
Yeah. I mean, he does make a reference to it in the footnote 8. But if you look at the Marav Fulda, he quotes a different part of the Mishnah. It's not found on the road. It's the same Mishnah, but it's a different part. Eiser she Yisrael v'goy mapel asoichai. It's not talking about where it's in the road. It's talking about where there's a shiloh of an eiser and who put it there.
Yeah, that's a different case altogether. That's not what the English quoted.
Look at the last brackets in 8. According to Rav Fulda, the Gemara is different part of the Mishnah in Mashir is see Pnei Aryeh.
You're right.
So maybe Pnei Aryeh.
Maybe they're bothered by this kasha. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's this kasha. That's all I can say. I don't know.
The fact is, Abe, even if regardless of whether you're quoting that part of the Mishnah or not quoting that part of the Mishnah, that exists in the ratio of that Mishnah. I just looked at it.
Oh, for sure.
That exists. There is a case in the Mishnah of someone finding it in the street. So the question is, you know, what's going on, right? Let's just look it inside real quick. Person finds food on the road. Status of the food depends on whether most growers in the area sell the produce or they keep it for their own use. If most sell the produce, the found food is presumably intended for sale. And it's dropped on the way to market. It's consequently tevel, because produce pretended for sale becomes tevel even if it does not enter the house. You can't eat it until you take out the maestras. Okay? On the other hand, if most growers keep it for their own consumption, it was probably dropped on the way from the field to the house. Since it hasn't entered the house, the produce is not yet subject to maestras. So you can eat it derech arai, because produce intended for domestic consumption does not become tevel until it enters one's house. The Mishnah concludes that if half of the local growers, now this is the part that's important for our Gemara, so we're going to keep going. Guys ask great questions. We're going to keep going now, okay? So the Mishnah concludes, if you have half and half, and half the people take it to market, and half the people take it home, so then it says, and our Gemara quotes that part, mechsa al mechsa demai, that it's considered demai, meaning in other words, it's not the mic. It didn't come from an Amoritz, but it means it's a Sophic, and since it's a Sophic, you have to take off Maestras. You're not allowed to eat until you take off Maestras. So therefore, the Gemara is suggesting how. Let's just theorize what we're trying to say here. You wanted to say that the Machlokas of Yerchon and Rish Lokish was in a case of Mechsal Mechsal, and Rabbi Yerchon is going to hold what? That since it's the Ikar is drawn but on so many Sophic. You're allowed to, you're mutter to eat it without doing anything. You go lokula, and Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish would hold what since it's ikar de araisa, even though it's a sacred rabbanon, you have to be machmer. That can't be the pshat in the machlokas. Why? Because we have an often a mishnah that says when you have a case of Sofik, that it has halacha of demai and it's osur. So how could Rabbi Yechon? It's going to be a kasha on Rabbi Yechon who holds that it would be mutter, right? I think that would be the problem, right? Is it a question on Rish Lakish? One second, I'm not sure I have clear. I see the question of Rabbi Yechon. Let's see, based on this Mishnah, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish must both agree regarding a case where no clear majority exists. Not only that definitely untithed produce is subject, but also doubtful produce is subject. Regarding that case, that regarding what case did they disagree with Rabbi Yochanan exempting produce, even from Tevel, and Rish Lakish exempting only from the Demai. In other words, the question, so let me make this clear here. So we had a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, regarding our Mishnah of Kalan Shabbat Mai. Now, Kalan Shabbat Mai, Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's always going to be Potter because it's Hefker. Rish Lakish is going to hold, it's Hefker, it's Potter from Maestris because the Amharitz took it off. So it's only in the case of a Suffolk, the Mai, that's when it is Potter. But if it's Vade, it's going to be Chayev. So this question where the Mishnah says that in the case of Suffolk, that you're Chayev, it's going to be Kasha on both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. It's a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from both Vade and the Mai, and it's a Kasha on Rish Lakish from the case of the Mai. How could Rish Lakish Potter, Suffolk, Kalan, Shabbat Mai, on the basis that for sure they're going to take it off because it's cheap? What do you mean here? It says that you have a case of Suffolk, you have to be Machmer. That's the Gemara's Kasha.
But the bottom line is, not like you said last night to me, but the Gemara's blibing based on the Mishnah and Machshirin that Ikar and Deraisa, you do have to be Machmer. What the Mishnah
Machshirin
is teaching you.
Yes, that's true. That's right. That even in the status of Suffolk, you have to be Machmer.
Yep.
That's correct. So, Rabbi Ze'era is going to now say a terrace to this kasha.
Doesn't it go contra? So no, he's saying that the Suffolk itself is a Suffolk in a Deraisa, or is a Suffolk in a Derabbanan?
It's a Suffolk in a Derabbanan.
So isn't that a huge chiddush?
What? The Mishnah Machshirin to say that a Suffolk Derabbanan is l'chumra?
Yeah.
It must be because it's ikara d'oraisa. You're gonna have to say something like that. I don't have the answer to that question. It's, you know, Suffolk Hashecha, Suffolk Hashecha. So there's certain halachas you can't do, even though they're drabbanon. The line in that Mishnah over there, there's not every sachet drabbanon is lakula. Okay, so Reb Zeira is going to answer loy seif davar hakalam shavid mai el afilu d'mai atzmo. What he's basically saying is that Mishnah is not talking about kalam shavid mai. That Mishnah in Machshirin is talking about where it's definite. It's definitely a d'mai. Its ikar was definitely high of the way it grew. It was regular tefuah. And you found regular tefuah. But our Mishnah is talking about kalan, and kalan is a different category. That could be where there's a machlokas. Tani. So now we're going to go right there. Tani nichlas le'ir sharuba gayim. We're on Beis on the Beis. If you go into a city where majority of the city is non-Jews, and we're assuming now that even though a guy may have halacha that he's the expression that kinyan either chav masmakin from the kedusha, right? But it's still going to have a chiyav drabbanan, right? So even though he say yesh kinyan la'akam lahavkia from the kedusha Eretz Yisrael, but midrabbanan, you're still going to be obligated to give. Okay? So, if you go into a city with Rav of it is Goyim, Suffolk Rav Mesharim, Suffolk Ain Rav Mesharim, and you don't know what's the deal with this species, do most people protect it or not? So then the rule is, during Al-Kol Pturin, everybody's going to hold that it's Potter. Because, Bein Dmai, Bein Vadai. Because why? Because you have really... So here the ikaro is not the ikaro is not the oraisa. The ikaro, because we for sure not chayv the oraisa over here because the guy was mafkia the kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if you have a suffik, you're going to definitely be mutter. Now the other way, nichlas le'yishuv b'Yisrael, suffik rav mesham, suffik en rav mesham, d'vei kol chayovim. In that case, of course, you're going to have, everybody's going to hold you chayv because it's like an isra kedushas. Bein Dmai, Bein Vadai. Now, here we have a machlokas. Here's what we have. We could zetzayin another case of where you can have Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish having a machlokas. What's the case? You have two sveikas. Sofik Rav Goyim, Sofik Rav Yisrael. You don't know whether there's Rav Yisrael or Rav Goyim in this city. Sofik Rav Meshamrin, Sofik Ein Rav Meshamrin. And you have another Sofik, you don't know, do the people in this city watch it or do they not watch it? So here, you're going to have a machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The pshat is like this, right? Let's see how he reads it in the footnote over here. Six. In this case, there's two reasons. Number one, maybe the produce comes from the field of non-Jews, so the whole chiyuv at most is drabanan to begin with. And if that was the case, then if they were, then it was, you know, it could be that they're not trenvered also, in which case it's going to for sure be potter. Even if it comes from a field of a Jew, maybe it's from the people who treat it as hefker, and so therefore it also would not be subject. So this is like a half and half case. Rabbi Yochanan holds you can be lenient, even if it's tevel, whereas Rish Lakish holds you can only be lenient in demai. So that might be another case of a machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish. What's speak out the sveika? Yeah. Tell me, speak sveika.
Suffix whether they're all Jews
or the drove.
On the side that it's rove goyim,
you still have a chiyuv to be mafresh min rabbanon. So that side suffix doesn't help me at all to patter me from being mafresh, right?
The other suffix, whether most of them, the majority is going to watch it.
Well, hold on a second. But before we get in the normal case of sveika, one side of the first suffix, it's completely mutter, right? This is not an ordinary sveika, right? Let's give another. What's an example of a fake snake? Anybody have any fake snake they know about, right?
Sira. If you say it in the 18 minutes, isn't that a fake snake?
If you
say it during the 18 minutes.
18 minutes of what?
After Shkia.
But. I don't remember both sides, but that is apparently a classic case. Let's use a case of the
Gemara, you know, like, Sveik Sveika Vayanisha, right? So she's a Sofik, whether she was Mazana, Tachas Bailor, or not Tachas Bailor, and Imtim Salim, she was Mazana, it was Tachas Bailor, maybe it was Mukas Hates, right? That's a classic Sveik Sveika. So if it's not Tachas Bailor, she's Muteris, because she wasn't Mazana Tachas Bailor. If she's Mukas Hates, she's Muteris. Both Stonim of the Sveik Sveika are Mutter. That's clear, right? Here you have a Sofik, whether it's Rav Goyim or Rav Yisrael. If it's Rav Yisrael, it's Osir. If it's Rav Goyim, it's Vaiter Osir. You still have to be Mafresh because it's a Dendra Abana. So what's the Sveik Sveika?
There are two Sveikas here. Yeah.
Okay, so then you have a second set of Sveikas. You don't know whether they're Mashamim or they're not Mashamim. So on the tzad that they're not mashamrin, so then it would be mutter. But if you have a tzad that they are mashamrin, in which case it's osir. So how does that work exactly? So somehow or other, you're going to have to decide that because that suffix is within a suffix of a drabbanon on that side, you're going to say that it's mutter. It's not a clear thing to me that it's a fake sveika. I think that's the answer to your question. Okay, what I was explaining was an answer to the question, which was, isn't it mutter al sveik sveika? So I was trying to come up with a way to explain why it's not clearly a sveik sveika. Okay, habakiras ha-masiyofes ha-reilu paturis. So the early ripening figs, late ripening figs, they're potter, because they're a lower quality.
You skipped something.
I'm sorry, you're absolutely right. I skipped the shisin. The shisin are exempt from demai. Elu hei nashisin, Rav Shimon ben Rava Ami Amar, Elu shein yotzes mitachas ha'olin. these are the figs that come out, they grow on top of the figs, leaves. Normally, figs grow underneath. These grow on top and they're exposed to the sun. Do I have that right?
No, you don't have it right. The other way.
It's the other way? Sorry. I got it wrong. Okay. They grow beneath the leaves of the tree, unlike most species which grow above the leaves. Okay, so that's right. If they're exposed to the sun helps them become ripen and sweeter. Okay, I thought the sun would dry them out. I got it backwards. Sorry about that. Okay. So that's what it says. So that if it's yoitzis mitachasol, and that's what the Gemara says, should just read the Gemara. It would help that they go out from under the leaves. So if they're under the leaves, so they're an inferior quality. Havakiris hamasuyafos harelu paturis. The early and late ripening figs are exempt. Elon havakiris achlohishiv shomer. So an example of early ripening figs is a simon. Is the fact that you have not hired a watchman to guard the produce. In other words, it sounds like because I haven't hired a watchman, so that shows that it's hefker, because it shows I'm not machmen if somebody takes them. Because if I was machmen, then I would have hired somebody to watch the field. So the Gemara says, "Veshomer hadavar toli." What do you mean? What are you talking about? Just because I didn't hire a watchman doesn't mean I don't care about it. As long as I haven't declared a hefker, it shouldn't be hefker. So the Gemara answers on Rabbi Yosi, "V'sheim lo ketein tefilas shomer." The pshat is that the amount of figs is not worth it to hire a shomer for, because the cost of the shomer will exceed the value of what I'm trying to watch, which doesn't make sense, right? At the bottom it says, before he installs a watchman, means the fruits are so few, they don't justify hiring a watchman. Okay, so therefore you can assume that they're hefker. Eloheinu mesuyafos, mishiyikaflu hamaktsuos. So they had these knives that they used to harvest the figs using these knives. These knives folded it at the end, and they finished the job at the end of the season. They would fold up the knives and put them away. So after they did this act of putting away these knives, these harvesting knives, then you can assume that anything left on the tree is going to be hefker. Early ripening was archive, and they shim becheskes mishtaros. They are presumed to be protected together with the regular crop. Some say the pshat is that because what comes out first is always, that's what you always, it's chaviv to you. You know, the first is always chaviv. I think it's true about first children as well. You're always, the favorite is always the first one that was born. Rav Yosi Mechalfuso Amar, Hashisen Shebet Tziporin, Harei L'Chayavis. The Shisen of Tziporin, although even in the Mishnah says Shisen, are potter, but in Tzipori, apparently, they used to wash them. Either they had a lot of them over there, or they were extremely poor, and they didn't let them go hefker. Okay, Adkan, this is the end of Daf Beis. And tomorrow night, Yirtzeh Hashem, if I just remind everybody, at 7:30 in this room, we will have a Siyum Yirtzeh Hashem on the Septa Peah.
And we're serving.
We're looking forward to seeing you all.